Please note that this podcast contains information regarding sensitive events, including domestic violence, assault, and abuse, as well as other triggering events, such as murder. This podcast is intended for mature audiences. When Alice jumped down the rabbit hole, she immediately regretted her decision. A rabbit hole is a metaphor for something that transports someone into a troubling, surreal state or situation. Welcome to Afterglow, the unveiling of the Idaho cult. This is season 2, episode 6, Melanie Boudreau gets arrested. This podcast will take you down the deepest of rabbit holes as it unfolds. The story is so compelling, so bizarre, and so heinous, it's impossible to look the other way. Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow were dedicated in the most horrible way to an ideology that should only be fiction. Instead, their ideology put them behind bars. Join us as we explore the lives, lies, and diabolical crimes of Lori Vallow and Chad Daybell. I'm your host, Kathy Brooks. Please follow and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Hello and welcome. It is December. I am recording this on December 11th, 2022. I am crazy busy with the season right now of Christmas and everything. So there will be a little break after this one, but I will be back right after the first of the year to continue recording. But the next couple of weeks, as you know, are super busy with Christmas and work and all that. So, but we have this episode. So today's episode, I would like to go over the timeline some more, continue in November of 2019, and have you listen to the body cam footage of Melanie Boudreau-Pawlowski, niece Melanie, being arrested in American Fork, Utah, when she tried to kidnap, or it appears she tried to kidnap, her own children. What was she going to do with those children? Were they going to wind up like JJ and Tylee? Brandon had taken them, obviously for their protection, and put them at his parents' house in American Fork, Utah. But Melanie Pawlowski Boudreau, Pawlowski will be her married name soon, decided that she was going to go collect her children, see her children, take her children, whatever. And she got arrested. So we'll go over that right now. So we ended the last episode with Lori and Chad looking for places in Kauai to rent. And the woman said they were like giddy teenagers and she didn't wind up renting to them. And I guess they backed out, whatever. But anyway, that was pretty weird. They continue to look for other places to rent. And they actually were inquiring between November 7th, 2019 and November 8th, 2019 about rental homes. And they were saying they have no children. There is an email to Kauai Dreams, and it is from Chad Daybell, written and sent on Friday, November 8th, 2019 at 8:52 a.m. He filled out the form, the MLS number, put his phone number in his email, and it says, best time to call is any. Preferred contact method is phone, and the message body says, we are interested in seeing this property. Would the owners be interested in leasing this property to a clean couple with no pets or children? Please let us know. Thank you. Pretty cut and dry right there. Those children were gone. No pets, no children. She got rid of the dog. She got rid of the kids. And now they're looking for their dream home, or rent a dream home with Kauai Dreams in Kauai, November 8th, a couple days after they got married. On November 10th, 2019, Kay Woodcock was able to log into Charles' Amazon account, and she finds Lori's searches for rings and wedding clothes. Kay says, tonight I logged in Charles' Amazon account. The browsing history reveals numerous clicks on wedding dresses, mostly beach wedding dresses, as well as men's extra large white linen pants, white shorts, bridesmaid dresses. And most unusual search was for a coffee press. Neither Charles or Lori drank coffee. Maybe Chad does. Interesting, right? Maybe Chad drinks coffee. I don't know. We look forward to hearing from you, Kay Woodcock. So they clearly planned this wedding prior to Tammy dying, found their wedding clothes, and for some reason needed a coffee press. Bridesmaid dress, though. It's never been revealed, as far as I know, if there was a bridesmaid there. This ring was delivered on October 7th, 2019. Wedding rings, October 7th, 2019. The first attempt of shooting Tammy was October 9th, and Tammy died on October 19th. These wedding rings were delivered prior to Tammy's initial scare, where Alex missed her with his gun, and prior to her death 10 days later. So this was shipped and delivered to Lori's address in Rexburg, to her apartment, but it was addressed to Charles Vallow. And the rings were delivered October 7th, 2019. Gem Avenue 925 Sterling Silver Southwestern Style Malachite Gemstone, women's ring size 4. Delivered October 7th, 2019. Super significant that this was first degree premeditated murder of Tammy Daybell. On November 10th, 2019, Kay Woodcock logged into Charles's Amazon account, and she finds Lori's searches for rings and wedding clothes. She sends a message to Nathan Moffitt, Chandler Police Department, Detective Moffitt, and she says, "Tonight I logged into Charles' Amazon account. Browsing history reveals numerous clicks on wedding dresses, mostly beach wedding dresses, as well as men's extra large white linen pants, white shorts, bridesmaid dresses. And most unusual search was for a coffee press. Neither Charles or Lori drinks coffee. Perhaps Chad does. Look forward to hearing from you, Kay Woodcock." Yeah, that is kind of weird. I would imagine that Chad didn't drink coffee, but I don't know, maybe she had to pick one up for a gift for somebody. Who knows? But yeah, they were clearly planning this wedding and murders. On November 11th, 2019, Lori used Tylee's AirPods. Now, what teenager doesn't have their ear pods with them? Obviously, a big suspicion, right? Just ear pods in general. Kids want their ear pods all the time. November 12th, 2019, Melanie Boudreau, she goes ahead and trespasses into Brandon's parents' house. She goes there, causes a ruckus. They call the police. The police give her a trespassing ticket, which means you cannot come back here. Do not come back. Brandon's parents' property is in American Fork, Utah. Alex drove her there. They were driving in a 2020 Kia Telluride. Same day, Lori and Chad are spotted in church in Hawaii at the LDS church. And then on the next day, which is 11/13/2019, Kay Valla Woodcock asks Detective Nathan Moffitt of Chandler Police Department for a contact at Rexburg Police, because she wants to do a welfare check on JJ. Her email to Nathan Moffitt says, "Larry and I met with a social worker who handled JJ's case when Charles adopted him. She was helpful, advising how we can posture ourselves to get JJ back once Lori's arrested." And then in parentheses, she puts, "at some future date, I pray." Then she goes on to say, "That being said, may we have a point of contact in Rexburg? They can do a welfare check and make law enforcement aware. We can be there as quickly as humanly possible to bring JJ home." Kay Woodcock. Again, dated 11/13/2019. On November 14th, 2019, Lori and Chad come back to the mainland, United States mainland, from Hawaii, and they have a layover in Mesa, Arizona for several hours. Zulema Pastinas actually meets up with Lori and Chad during that six-hour layover, and Lori and Chad had gotten a hotel room at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel in Mesa. It's next to the airport there. That same day, Melanie Pawlowski, and you wonder why she went back. Lori and Chad are on their way home. They're meeting with Zulema. What plan is being concocted? Alex is with niece Melanie. Did Melanie and Alex go back to Rexburg and then turn around and come back to American Fork again? I have so many questions about what communication and went on during this day that brought Melanie Boudreau back to her in-law's house. And at this visit, she gets arrested. She argues with the police officers and she is allowed to leave. Then they realize there's more charges that should be brought against her, and they make her come back to the police station. She turns herself in. Let's listen to the audio from that. We'll start with the call that Brandon's dad made when Melanie showed up there. He called 911 and asked the police to come up because Melanie was banging on the door and all kinds of craziness going on. We'll listen to that first, and then we will go into when the police arrived and talk to Melanie.
I have someone who has been told to stay off my property harassing me at my door.
Okay. Do you know who that person is?
Yes. My son's estranged wife who has made threats, and I don't want her here.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. We'll start getting Sony over there, okay? Does anyone have any weapons?
I don't see any with her, but that doesn't mean they don't.
Okay. Do they normally carry any weapons?
I don't know.
Get out of my house!
Okay.
Get out of my garage! Get away from my door! Now!
Sir?
Now! The police are on their way! Get away from my door! Now!
Sir?
Yes.
Sorry, what is the relationship to this person?
So he appears to just abruptly hang up. And now that the police rolled up, let's listen to what happens as Melanie argues with the police officers. Now, some of the audio may be a little hard to hear. It is easier to hear with earbuds or earphones on. But you can hear a lot of times the body cam footage that we're hearing is from the other officer that isn't right next to Melanie. So it's a little bit distant. I will do my best to try to enhance the sound while I'm editing.
I asked an officer to come here last night to do a check-in because I'm worried they're in danger.
But you came over here after being told that you were criminally trespassed.
But I have an agreement saying
from this residence, correct?
But my order says that it's my time with my kids. They're supposed to be in Arizona. My husband's kept them out of
trespass from this location.
I just need my kids, and
no.
You're welcome to look at this order. They've been out of state, out of school, and my husband lied to everybody. I'm sure he lied to the cop last night.
We've been in contact with...
Do you have a victim's advocate I can speak to in the police department, please?
Okay.
Melanie, so where'd you get this order from?
So this is our mediation order.
Okay.
We also have another copy of the original copy of the court. This is my time with the kids. My husband's been hiding with them over a month out of state.
Yeah, we talked to you the other day, right?
Yeah. So I asked for somebody to come in and check in on them to just make sure they're safe because my ex-husband will not talk to me.
So we told you they were safe yesterday, right, on the phone?
They are supposed to be in my custody right now. Yeah, they are. There's no.
Okay. Hey, right now we're working through something else. Okay.
He's lied to everyone saying
to
he said he's had a protection order against them and there was nothing. I've never been served with anything.
So
he's lied to everybody, and he kind of does
what,
this. So
what were you wanting to happen tonight? Coming over here, were you going to try to take the kids away from them, or what's going on?
No, I'm not taking. I'm just trying to show that I was going to bring this coffee to them and say this is my time with the kids.
Okay.
He's had them out of state, and he's been lying to everyone's protecting them. Like, I know they're nice. My in-laws are nice people, but they've been lied to, saying that there's a protection order in place, and there isn't. My kids are, I'm worried they're in danger, because my husband's been doing a lot of things that caused me to worry. He says he was shot at a month ago, and then he went into hiding, and no one in Arizona has seen him for weeks for my children, and he kept them out for over a month with truant absences. I asked an officer to just come over here last night to just make sure they're safe. And he said, I can't do a welfare check or a wellness check.
So did you not hear me when I was talking, we were talking to you on the phone the other day and said, we came here because you were here. We came here, we checked on the kids. They were okay.
Are you talking about yesterday or
yeah.
the day before?
The day before.
I heard, so, and I had to call in because I didn't know if that was, I just heard something on speaker. I didn't hear everything I heard that it wasn't super clear. And so I called in the next day and I said, can you, because I don't want to have to go over there again. Can you send an officer to come check
you
in?
You came over here anyways when we told you that you
well, I have a,
trespassing.
Well,
it doesn't
I have
matter,
illegal,
right?
Well, my children are inside and they're probably
right?
in danger.
They're probably in danger. You know that for sure. Like,
well, I know what my ex is capable of, and he has a lot of evil people working with him. So I just wanted to make sure my kids were safe last night. And
so,
the officer.
So do you think
so
this
I need
was
to speak
the
to a
right,
victim's advocate.
Okay. But you were trespassed, correct? Do you remember that on the phone?
I
asked you if you understood. You said that you did. So
okay.
So you understand you're trespassed, right?
Yes, but I believe with my order I can come and just get my. I'm
nope.
not going
nope.
in.
Nope.
Not
no, that's
going
that's,
into the house.
No. Nope.
Just
you're trespassed
in.
From the property. You being on the lawn right now is a violation of that trespass.
Well, I can get off.
Well, it doesn't
just,
really matter
nope.
now.
I'm not trying to barge into the house. Run and take my, I'm just trying to be peacefully, trying to do what's right and what's in my order.
Is this an order from Arizona?
Yes, it is. They're illegally out of state right now. Like, he's keeping them out of school for over a month. I've been searching for them. I don't know what else to do. I asked someone to just come over and see if they're safe
okay.
last night. And they, Carlson probably scared them off saying there's a protection order and there's no protection order. We can go and look everything up right now.
Okay.
I haven't seen or talked to my kids. I have a 2-year-old, 4-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 9-year-old, and they haven't seen their mom for over. And my husband's been doing drugs, and he's
well. This is probably not the best way to go about it, right? To come here and try to.
I tried asking if an officer could just make sure they're
that.
Safe.
And we told you,
but
they
I was
safe,
told
right?
I have a mediation. I have this court order saying it's my time with the kids. If I know where they're at, I can go and get them.
No, so you can't come over here and forcefully take them.
I'm just knocking, saying I'm just
going
to give them an order because
right?
I know they've been lied to, saying
okay.
there's a protection.
That's something that you're going to have to take up with the courts, right? Like we told you the other day. You're going to have
so
to go to
I don't know if they're safe, and I feel like they're in danger.
We can go in there and check and see if they're safe.
If
and then
can,
we can come
sir,
back here, and we can tell
sir, you
they're
you
safe.
Can.
Stop talking, okay? We can go in there, check if they're safe, but we already trespassed you from this property saying you can't come back here. And what do you came back here, and it doesn't matter if you got this piece of paper. We told you not to come back here, and you come back here and you're upsetting everybody, and now it's just a whole freaking problem. So your whole thing is here is just you want to come here and check if they're safe. You want a welfare check on them?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, and it's my timeline.
Yeah, so that's another problem, right? So this is a whole civil problem. This is a whole court thing, okay? Because even if you do come here with these papers and say, yep, it's my time, they're not giving them back to me, then the only thing you got to do is go to the courts and you got to say, hey, listen, if these are signed by a judge down there in the court or whatever, he can say, you know what, this is your time. Let's get this back in court. Let's have him come back to court. Let's do this. Then we can give you
is
a report
able,
number and
sir,
we can stop talking. Stop talking. Okay, I'm explaining some things.
Yes,
okay. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
I am, sir.
So this isn't the best way to go about things.
You can bring up everything to the judge. You think he's doing drugs and that he's been getting shot at and that it's not a safe environment for your kids. But what you can't do is come to a place where you've been trespassed.
Yes, sir. I just thought with my order and it's okay. Thank you.
So now there's a bigger problem here because we trespassed you and you weren't supposed to be on here and you're causing alarm to them and everything like that. Who's your judge down there? You don't know your judge? Who signed your papers? Where'd you even get these papers from?
They were mailed to me.
You live in Arizona?
Just FYI, that's a lie. She does not live in Arizona. She's lying. She
was this done in mediation or in court? Because I don't see anything.
It's a court ordered. So
I don't see anything signed by a judge.
That's what I was looking at.
I have the copy with more signatures if you want to see that. This was just for them. I was just bringing them to them because I know they've been lying.
This is a mediated settlement agreement, not a court order.
Yes, the court mediation was.
Well, if it was done through mediation, it's not through the court. That just means that you guys sat down with the mediator, you agreed on something. This is not something that's been enforced by a judge.
It has, sir. I have the paperwork in the car.
So you guys went to court,
yes,
sat
sir.
There with the judge. Judge
yes,
made
sir.
A determination.
Let's grab that real quick so
yes,
I can see what kind
sir.
Of judge that
and
is.
And I have a... Yeah. I'm going to wait, sir, for him to check like with the picture or something just to make sure this stuff...
What, you don't believe us that we can go in
no,
there and
sir,
check
I,
their well-being, or
no,
what?
No, sir, they have tons of cousins over, probably, and I just want to make sure that it's my kids.
We'll make sure. We're not here to lie to you or just make sure that your kids are not being
no,
taken
sir,
care
I
of. That's a huge
no,
deal
sir,
to us, right?
I don't think you would like me. I just want to make sure.
Kids
like, you don't know anything
yeah,
like
in the state of Utah, kids are a big deal, so, like, you take that thing seriously, so we're going to check out the well-being. We're going to do that, and I'm just going to tell you something. Behind the truck?
Yes, sir.
Is there anybody with you?
Yes, sir.
What's his name?
Alex Cox.
Well, someone's got to be here.
Safely go to court.
Hello?
Yeah.
Were you guys looking at my car as well?
Nope, you're good. Oh, okay. You can keep on going, man. You're good.
Yeah, that's possible, but,
you guys can go on a trip for their sleep tonight, and I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know if you're going to go run away with the kids somewhere, and it's dangerous. So I don't know if I have this, and it says it's my time
to business.
Like, how do
actually,
I?
Actually, doesn't say in the court order that you guys have a set schedule. It says
that
you guys have a work
remediation.
We do. It's in here. It's
there,
just
playing
the
flexible
parenting. No, we have. We have set days, set weekends, and so we did set all of that.
But in the court order, it doesn't specify a specific time frame or a set schedule. It says that you have created mediation to a flexible parenting plan, which can change at any time. There's no set time for parents.
Okay, what do you recommend for, like, he's hiding them for a month? Like, that's not allowed. He's out of state with them. He's kept them out of school. They just got unenrolled from their school.
So, like I'm saying, we're not going to force kids to come.
Around the thought.
I've done everything right so far.
The problem is that our hands are kind of tied when it comes to like civil people like this and civil matters, right?
How do we protect the kids?
So we can go in there and check their well-being and make sure they're okay and everything. If we don't see anything that's like wrong with them or if they're, you know, we can ask them and check on them, are you guys okay, whatever, and they're like, yeah, we're fine, we're totally fine. And then if that just left, you know, our kind of thing is kind of just
sweet. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, your audio is fine. Some parts are redacted.
Yep.
Did you check on the kids?
Okay, cool. It's time to sight and move on. Yep, that's what I'm saying. But
we're not taking them away from them. We're not going to forcefully give them. We're not
going to do all that stuff. Everybody's safe. Everybody's safe, and that's not even binding or legal yet. So, quite frankly,
how is it not legal?
Because it hasn't been signed. And it hasn't been submitted by your mediator. Okay.
So
facts are, I think you should get a citation right now for trespassing, and then we should move on.
Okay.
You want me to do it for you, Katie?
Sure. I haven't really done anything, so.
Yeah, it's hard to follow up on it. That's hard to do. So, let's go grab our cards.
You want me to stay here?
Yeah, just stay right here with these officers.
Okay. Yeah.
ask you a question, sir?
Yeah.
Officer, how do you know that it has not been submitted to the court systems?
Apparently that's a conversation that your husband had with the mediator.
So if I pull up the superior court and it shows record that it has been, that's the story he's been telling, sir, but that's not the truth.
Okay. I mean, you have an actual record that says,
sir.
Yeah, it's valid right now?
I do, sir.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, you're not going to get the kids out of here tonight anyway.
Sir, I just want to make sure they're safe.
They're safe. I just saw four of them.
Do you have their pictures? Like, how do you know it wasn't a cousin?
I don't know it wasn't a cousin.
Do you know what their pictures look like?
Do I know what their pictures look like? Well, I don't know what the kids look like, but...
So how do you know that was them?
How do you know that there's four kids in there?
Because the officer said that all four of my children...
It was a two-year-old, a four-year-old, a six-year-old, and a nine-year-old. Right? Three boys, one girl?
No, two boys, two girls.
Two boys, two girls?
Sir,
the youngest,
is there a picture you can take to confirm that
was the youngest one a girl?
Yes.
And then, so that would be your two and your four-year-old a girl?
No, boy.
Boy.
Blonde, curly hair, dimples, blue eyes.
Yep, they're all there.
Is there a way that...
I'm not going to go start snapping pictures of kids.
There are tons of cousins over there. How do I know that's them?
Oh, there's tons of cousins over there? Right now, you know from the fact there's something cousins
they
up there, you can argue with me all day, you're not going to win.
Okay? I just would love to speak to the victims after.
There's
you.
Four children in there that are happy and healthy. Okay?
So.
Two of them are playing Fortnite, the other two are watching Frozen. Is there anything else you want to know?
Can you just take their word that it's not filed in court because I have legal documents saying that it was filed in court and signed by him, by the judge. Fire mediator. So you just take right here. I've been trying to show it to you.
Doesn't matter. I mean, again, still doesn't matter.
I mean, you can do whatever you want, but I'm just here.
I'm gonna do whatever I want.
I know.
Like the facts are, I'm not just gonna go there and remove the kids from the home.
You can do whatever you want.
So if it was filed on October 22nd.
Why am I here now?
Are you here now?
Sir, on October 16th, I'm going to file, and then Brandon went into hiding with my children. They've been out of state for over a month, out of school, and I've been looking for them everywhere. Somebody said that they've seen Brandon, but not the kids, so I don't know if he split them up different places. Their schools have unenrolled them now. He's not supposed to take them out of state, and broken everything. He's lied and said that it hasn't been filed, and he lied and said he has a protection order. There's nothing that has been filed, and we can look it up. I have it on my phone as well. You know, superior court.
So whether or not, I mean, obviously
36 code 4.
It may be filed or it may not be filed. I don't know. Whatever.
Sir, I sent an officer over here last night doing a welfare check. And then he said, I'm happy to go do it. And then he called me and started, like, the tone totally changed. Like, they've been lying about what orders are in place. They're really not supposed to be out of state right now. They're not, I don't even know if Brandon is there. They're not even in the care of either of their legal guardians.
Yeah, but they are safe. But they are safe, and they're taken care of. So we're not just going to go in there and remove them from the house.
Even though they're not with the legal guardians.
Absolutely. In-laws. Absolutely not. No way. No way. I mean, you guys got all this other stuff going on. Like, if the kids are safe, we're not going to take them out of the house. It's just that simple. And furthermore, it's a civil problem that we can't do anything about anymore. Does that make sense? Like, this is a custody thing. There's not much we can do with custody. All we can do is document that there's a custodial interference, and that's it.
If there's a way to get a picture, just make sure that they're there to
see. I'm not going to go in there and disturb them anymore, okay? They already don't want to see a cop. Okay? They don't want to see a cop.
If he kept this order, we wouldn't be doing it.
All right, but I'm not going to go in there and stir things up even more. I know. I get it. I just let you know for sure they're safe.
I don't know if those are cousins over there.
There's nobody else in that house. There's nobody else in the house. So if you're telling me that you know for a fact there's 15 people in that house right now having some sort of family get together, you're out of your mind. Because there's not anybody else in that house. Nobody. And honestly, your best option right now is probably just stay away from him. Because what's going to happen is you're going to end up in jail. At some point in time, we'll just end up taking you to jail.
Probably not before my next husband.
Okay? There's honestly that custodial things, there's like nothing that you can do about it. Nothing. Not a thing.
Sad. I'm sad.
I get that it's sad, but you can't all come over here. One, you've been told not to. Two, you're not kidnapped by their own parents. He has just as much right to them as
you. No, he doesn't. He's legally separate from my parents. He's hiding with him out of state. He legally has broken everything.
Are you guys still married?
No.
Well, then you guys have both got conflicting stories, and at this
and
point,
they're
in a safe home, and I'm not going to, I'm just not going to review. Nobody's going to review. So you can sit here and argue and do all that stuff. Bring this guy over here. Where are you staying right now? Where are you living?
I'm in Chandler, Arizona.
Why are you living out here? Alex, do you have your ID on you, man?
Pretty good, dude. Not bad.
You guys came all the way from Arizona? No. Oh, where were you coming from?
Idaho.
Oh, Idaho. That's right.
So he's looking at Alex right now. He has his light shining in Alex's car. Alex is just looking straight ahead, answering him questions. Answering his questions.
Do you live in Idaho?
Yeah, I just moved up there.
From where?
From Arizona.
Oh. What the heck?
Apparently that was too warm.
Idaho's a big change.
It's a good change. No.
All right, here's your ID back, man.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it, man.
No problem.
I can turn the phone light on for him.
Well, I'd keep my light out of your face, probably. Yeah. I'm just, with everybody here, we can watch her, and then all of a sudden, she's like, yeah, I got somebody out here. We're like, whoa, just let's make sure everybody's safe and okay. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So
I'm not moving.
Cool.
None of that.
Yeah.
Melanie's getting in the SUV with Alex now, and they are got the lights on. The cops are still standing by the house. Okay, now, after they pull away, they realize that Melanie actually should have been arrested because this is also a domestic incident. So they do contact her and make her come back down. She comes back down to their police station and they put handcuffs on her and arrest her. So that's what this part is now. And then they put her in the police car and talk to Alex.
Okay, so things have changed a little bit, okay? Apparently we made a mistake and didn't catch on until afterwards. Your criminal trespass is enhanced to domestic violence because you were in a domestic relationship. You had, you know, in-laws there. You trespassed, you entered the garage unlawfully, so we're actually going to be taking you into custody tonight. So I'm just going to need you to go ahead and stand up, face away from me, place your hands behind your back.
Can you just sleep?
You can just set that right there.
So they have Melanie at the police station, so they let her drive away, but then they made her come back somehow. So she's sitting in the police station filling out some paperwork, and now they're going to arrest her right now.
We'll take everything with you.
Okay. Is your uncle still out there?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. All right.
So do you have anything on you that would be considered illegal in a correctional facility? Drugs, knives, weapons.
Guns, knives, alcohol, drugs,
oh, sorry,
anything like that.
I don't drink
I'm
gonna...
Okay. Alright. I can go give these to your uncle. You probably want this to have some contact information and stuff. They can hold this at the jail for you. Or if you want.
Can you give it to my uncle?
Do you know phone numbers off of this and everything? So...
Do you want to take that with so that way when you are released, you can make contact?
Yeah.
Okay. Are these cuffs too tight?
No, sir.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and double lock them so they don't cinch up on the ride over to the jail, okay?
Is that call still open now?
Yeah. Okay. All right, just go and follow. Okay. I'm just going to come right back here.
stuff out of the backseat. So. Just have to come up here for me. Just at the front wall.
Here, just stand right here.
Can you at least let?
Yeah, we'll let him know.
You really will?
Yeah. Yep, we'll let him know before we leave. That way he's not sitting around waiting for you.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Let's go ahead and have a seat in there. Put your seatbelt on.
Okay, good.
Never been in a cop car before.
Well, apologize that it's got to be like this, but we'll make it as painless as possible. Do you want me to go let Uncle Mo? Or do you want to do it when we pull up over there?
I don't know if you want to pull up over there, but I'm on embassy here right now. So.
Okay, do you want me to go over there then?
We can go over there real quick and just...
Wow. He pulled up. I don't know if you noticed.
What?
That's him right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Cox,
yeah.
I'm going to leave this with you. Melanie's going to be going to the Utah County Jail tonight.
Okay.
So she wanted to leave that with you.
All
right. I'm sure she'll reach out to you as soon as she's able to, okay?
So where would I bail her out? Or?
Yeah, you're going to be able to bail her out. It doesn't take very long to process her.
Okay.
But she's going to be at the Utah County Jail.
She has phone calls there, so I can ask her for an emergency contact, and we can give her your information.
I don't know if she. I don't think she has my number.
Not in her phone. Does she have it in her phone?
Yeah, it's in her phone.
Oh yeah, we're taking her phone with her, okay. So that way she can have all the numbers and stuff like that. But unfortunately, our hands are tied with the law and stuff like that, and that this is just what's got to happen. So, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Any
sir.
Other questions, concerns for us?
How much is bail going to be on that?
I don't know.
Any idea?
Not yet.
She,
no.
Yeah. When she gives you a call, she'll know the bail amount, so she can tell you. But okay. All right. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, we're going to end right there. Thank you so much for being here. And if you can, please give me 5 stars if you like this podcast. Remember, I'm a one-woman show. I'm doing it all. Editing, research, recording. All of it is just me. And I wish you all a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I am going to take a little break for the next couple weeks because the holidays are so busy. But I will be back right after the first of the year and we will continue because there actually is a trial date set for April 3rd, 2023. So we need to get caught up by then. Also, if you are so inclined and would like to help support my podcast, there is a donation link in the show notes with PayPal and Buy Me a Coffee. Everything is appreciated. No donation is too small, and it will help me keep my show going. Thank you so much again, everyone. I appreciate you. Stay safe, stay well. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I will be back soon. Thank you for listening to Afterglow Unveiling the Idaho Cult. I'm Kathy Brooks. Resources for this show, Annie Lennox, Fox 10 Phoenix, East Idaho News. Theme music by Dan Evelyn.